Welcome to the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast for Tuesday morning, March 10th, 2026. Real stories, AI voices. Full articles at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's get into it.
Mining news breaks, La Hometown Gold Corp appoints two independent directors to board. La Hometown Gold Corp has appointed Anthony Rowe and Miranda Wersty as independent directors to its board, with Josh Surfass and Max Plus stepping down. The move comes as the company progresses its Santa Fe mine project towards gold and silver production. The new directors bring experience in mine development and mining finance to guide La Hometown's transition to a mine builder.
Ecolamondo contracts independent feasibility study for Shamrock, Texas project. Ecolamondo Corporation has contracted August Brown, LLC, for an independent feasibility study for its Shamrock, Texas project. The study will validate the project's business plan and risk mitigation framework as the company prepares to sell a green bond supporting the facility. The Shamrock project will replicate Ecolamondo's TDP technology, with a 6-reactor plant 3 times the size of its Ontario facility, supported by long-term scrap pyre feedstock agreements.
Green Energy breaks Frontierus North America to host groundbreaking for West Virginia commercial facility. Frontierus North America will hold a groundbreaking ceremony on April 2, 2026 for its $850 million commercial facility in Mason County, West Virginia. The project is expected to create 300 full-time jobs and 2,000 construction jobs. The company's FAS Form TM technology converts coal into clean fuels and products. The event will feature company leaders and government officials. For more information, visit the company's website.
Mining news breaks. McEwen Inc. announces Q4 and year-end 2025 conference calls scheduled for March 12, 2026 at 3 p.m. EDT. Investors are invited to join the call where management will discuss financial results and project developments, followed by a Q&A session. Participants can submit questions directly during the webcast. Mining news breaks. Max Power Mining Corp adopts shareholder rights plan. Max Power Mining Corp has implemented a shareholder rights plan to evaluate any unsolicited takeover bids and explore value-enhancing options. The plan, not in response to a specific proposal, aims to ensure fair value for shareholders. Shareholder ratification is expected at the upcoming annual general and special meeting around April 17, 2026, with the plan projected to last 3 years post-approval.
Green Energy Breaks, Uranium Energy Corp, NYSE American, YNCHU files quarterly report for quarter ended January 31st, 2026. Uranium Energy Corp announced the filing of its quarterly report on Form 10-Q for the quarter ended January 31st, 2026, showcasing advancements in its U.S. ISR uranium operations and financial stability. The company completed construction of the Burke Hollow ISR uranium mine, expanded production capacity, and reported selling uranium at prices exceeding the quarterly average. With $818 million in liquid assets and no debt, UEC is well positioned for future growth and development.
AirTrap introduces a modern alternative to traditional spore trap sample. AirTrap introduces a modernized spore trap cassette for indoor air quality testing, developed by Apicor UK with AirO cell inventor Dan Baxter and IAQ expert Jason Earle. The updated design reduces plastic use, improves lab analysis, and minimizes handling errors. AirTrap launches in North America as a sustainable alternative to traditional spore trap cassettes, offering improved usability and compatibility with existing testing methods.
Industrial safety standards elevated with new technical framework for high-risk excavations. Industrial safety standards are being elevated with the release of a new technical framework for high-risk excavations. DCS Rescue has published a comprehensive guide, Trench Rescue Operations, to help safety managers navigate the complexities of deep wall excavations. The guide focuses on risk mitigation strategies, including active pressure systems and passive protection methods, to ensure project continuity and worker safety in industrial settings.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.